This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks all around the world. Here now, the news for February 22nd, 2023. Amidst the battle between Disney and cast members to receive fair pay, Senator Bernie Sanders chimed in yesterday, urging Disney to pay its workers a living wage. Sanders took to Twitter to call out the fact that Disney gave, quote, a $20 million golden parachute to former CEO Bob Chapek and points out that that cast members are struggling to pay their rent and groceries. Earlier this month, 96% of 14,263 ballots cast by cast members rejected Disney's best and final offer of $16 per hour now and $1 per hour increases over the next 5 years, leading to $20 per hour. Cast members represented by local unions say they need an increase from $15 to $18 per hour immediately, with further plans to raise wages to $20 per hour minimum guaranteed. You may, of course, remember Universal agreed to pay their team members to start already over what Disney offered. Disney offered $16. Universal has already agreed to $17 starting in June. So that's a big part of the backlash as well of what's been going on now. Senators are chiming in. You've probably seen my face all over your social media feeds talking about this situation. As I said before, it's going to get a whole lot uglier the longer Disney doesn't do something about this. And let's talk about a situation where it gets kind of ugly. Cast members can now get a discount on the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser and its voyages as demand for the experience wanes. That's right. Cast members get approximately 50% off a standard cabin on select Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser voyages from March through June. These voyages are about $2,490 for two adults, $2,670 for two adults and one child, and $2,960 for three adults and one child. The cast member or retiree must book and stay in the room. They can bring up to three guests in one cabin, and they must present their company-issued ID at check-in and have the ID on them throughout the voyage. Of course, we have talked at length about everything that's going wrong with Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. Disney has avoided discounts by any means necessary, it feels, to the point at which there are supposedly cruises coming up where what I was told by a source was if you called and asked for any voyage and then told them you wanted to book 200 guests, they would be able to accommodate you. That's how empty some of the cruises coming up are. And we just recently told you about the fact that they're canceling one of the two dinner services nightly as well. Things are not going well. So this is going to be like a dual rant. I don't know if I've ever had to complain about two stupid decisions at once, but here we are. So number one, when I said you should offer discounts to Star Cruiser to get that occupancy back up, I didn't mean to offer it to cast members while they're arguing with you about getting a raise in order to afford rent, groceries, diapers, formula, you know, basic necessities for life. Because a 50% discount for cast members lowering a room to $2,900 isn't going to help these people. So that's the second argument, right? So the first thing is this number one doesn't really help Galactic Star Cruiser. I mean, I'm sure there's some managers and executives in the company that this is going to be great for, and they can sip on a drink in the Sublight Lounge while the cast members behind the bar resent them for not giving them a raise. They'll have a great time. And then on the other side, your most expensive experience has been discounted 50% for a group of people who right now are telling you they can't afford to live. They want you to give them a raise so they can afford to live. Between this, the merchandise discount, the parks blog, hammering us with cast member feel good cast member stories, which that's great. Don't get me wrong. I love those feel good cast member stories. When I don't like them is when they're put out on particular days in an effort to bury in Google News and Apple News and other places people searching the word cast member. Right? That's the purpose of those stories right now. They're great on a regular basis. Right now, they're in poor taste. The same way these discounts are in poor taste right now. No one cares about these discounts right now. They care about a living wage. And this is a bad look. And I know I use the word, I don't really try to use the word stupid very often on this show, but whoever is handling this is kind of stupid. Like this is a bad look. It's bad PR. And it's tone deaf. You have no understanding of what is going on. this is not the time to, even if this was planned previously, even if you were going to plan to do this anyway, someone should have looked at someone and said, hey, do you think it's going to get taken the wrong way right this moment? And any functional human being would have said, yeah, maybe. Maybe let's wait until the negotiations are over. But nonetheless, here we are. Tell me in the comments if you agree, or am I just the man yelling at clouds again? Please let me know. I feel like the old man yelling at clouds because I've thrown out my back this week. So it all aligns. A meet and greet for Mirabelle from Encanto will reportedly open later this year at the Magic Kingdom. WDW Magic stated sources familiar with the project told them Mirabelle would replace Merida in the Fairy Tale Garden across from Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. The location would then likely be redecorated with Encanto theming, obviously. Disney has not officially announced the meet and greet, but it would possibly open this fall. Mirabelle made her Walt Disney World debut as part of the Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade in the Magic Kingdom last year. She has since been making random appearances in International Gateway at Epcot sporadically as sort of a test, which probably means the character is going to be available soon somewhere. But Mirabelle has also made various meet and greet appearances at the Disneyland Resort since November of 2021 as well. Reservations are now live for the newest in-park eatery, the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Reservations can be made on the Walt Disney World website or in the Walt Disney World mobile app. If you don't see any showing up, that's because they are going fast. So literally, I think as soon as they opened yesterday, they were gone moments later. And then I think as they add days, people are pretty much waking up early in the morning to book them. So it's in very high demand. Pricing for the highly anticipated restaurant is the same for both lunch and dinner. It'll be $45 for adults plus tax and gratuity and $25 plus tax and gratuity for children. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. Although the 2023 Epcot International Festival of the Arts has come to an end as of Monday, a visit to the park this week revealed a surprise. The beloved Figment popcorn bucket is still available. A stroll past the Imagination Pavilion popcorn cart reveals our purple dragon pal has escaped both his attraction and the Odyssey Pavilion, where the bucket was sold this year. He's still available with the Epcot 40th strap for $25, along with the 50th anniversary bucket, and there was a small but tolerable queue to bring him home. The beloved purple dragon debuted to pandemonium last year during the festival. This year, he's pretty regularly available any day through mobile order. And now, just a short little wait you have to have at the popcorn cart to bring him home. Earlier this week, we received the grand news that Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park at Walt Disney World will reopen this spring following its annual winter refurbishment, which commenced in November. However, sources indicate that it will be actually pretty soon. It's going to reopen, I guess, about mid-March of 2023, representing a rather quick turnaround from Disney's announcement. Additionally, for the first time since COVID-19's closure of Walt Disney World, both Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon reportedly will both be operating at the same time. Typhoon Lagoon first reopened on January 2nd, 2022, for the first time since March of 2020, replacing Blizzard Beach, which was the first open, I guess, in March of 21. Since then, they've been switching off with maintenance, and now this will be the first time, if true, that both are open. The lobby refurbishment of Disney's Boardwalk Inn began last month. Certainly, a lot of people were worried, given what happened with the Carousel Coffee Shop nearby, but the project is completed and not a whole lot has changed, honestly. The center concierge desk, they've actually sort of blown through it and given these open access areas off to the sides. This is very similar to what was done since Art of Animation opened. This has been the new style to allow it so that cast members can actually come around the desk and talk to guests, maybe direct them to their room or other amenities, whatever they may need. This has been the style, and very slowly over the last decade, they've been implementing this at other locations. That's what they've done here, and according to cast members at the resort, this is it. They're done. So luckily, the lobby looks pretty much as it looked before, other than Carousel Coffee and its seating area. This is the only planned change in the lobby. The only other thing that's happening right now, just off of the lobby, they're still working on the restrooms just off to the side there. But other than that, this is pretty much the extent of it, which very happy to report that the theme and the integrity of the space still is all still there. Construction has gone vertical on the new Disney Vacation Club wing at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort, which is being built in the old site of Luau Cove, home of the Spirit of Aloha dinner show. The buildings were demolished last summer, clearing space for the new Disney Vacation Club wing. Short concrete walls have been erected in the ground, but nothing substantial until now. But now a tall concrete wall has been raised on the site, probably for an elevator shaft. We can't be certain, but it looks like it. A tall crane towers over it. We saw crews gathering around on the ground around this first piece of vertical construction, we assume, because they have to put up the other three walls that attach to this one. For now, it was supported by a slanted pole. Obviously, eventually it will stand there on its own. Projected to open in late 2024, the proposed vacation ownership property would complement the existing resort and, quote-unquote, evoke the spirit of the Pacific Islands. Today's episode of News Today is brought to you by the Unlocked Magic app. Download the app at unlockedmagic.com, and it'll find Disney dining reservations for you so you don't have to. Just put in the request and wait for the app to send you a notice that a reservation is available, and then book it. You can schedule the app to search for reservations beyond the 60-day window so that as soon as it becomes available, it is searching for you. It offers unlimited dining reservations, unlimited dining reservation finder requests for only $5.99. You can download the app from the link in our description and use code WDWNT for a 30-day free trial. The app also shows DVC room availability, attraction wait times, discounted tickets, crowd calendars, and exclusive community chats. For example, they have one with Jason Zucker, a Disney character artist, doing a live drawing tutorial this month. So head on over to unlockedmagic.com. That's in fact how we got notified that Roundup Rodeo barbecue reservations went live the other morning at 5:15 a.m. The app sent us a notification. We woke up and we booked it. So that's not part of the ad. That's not something they asked me to read. That's legitimately a thing that happened. So it's the real deal, folks. Disney has announced that Narcoossee's at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa will reopen on April 1st, 2023 with a revamped menu. It's been closed since June of 2022 for its remodeling project, all part of the refurbishment of the entire resort. The updated space has a land and sea concept, which also inspired the new menu. An artisan boule of sourdough was developed by pastry chef Christine Farmer just for this restaurant. The bisque is returning as a first course option with an enhanced tableside presentation. It's joined by two new starters, including the beef and ricotta tortelloni with luscious brown butter, parsnip puree, and sultana raisins. The ocean-inspired charcuterie board features ahi tuna pastrami, charred octopus, and house-made sausage from the sea. Each component represents the style of a different chef on the Narcoossee's team. Chef Noah Estabrook presents guests with his signature dish, the blackened redfish, as a main course option. It's served with a chorizo sunchoke hash with hominy, Florida sweet corn, and red pepper roulette. The fish is topped with the secret blend of blackened spice that has been passed down from chef to chef at Narcoossee's. A plant-based option is the roasted vegetable paella, featuring market vegetables, cannellini beans, and preserved artichoke finished with charred Meyer lemon. There will also be dry-aged pork ribeye chop served with creamy goat cheese potato pavé and turnips with onion jam and a touch of fig juice. Favorites like the plancha seared scallops with Parisian gnocchi and surf and turf remain on the menu. For dessert, guests can get the returning almond-crusted cheesecake with Lambert cherry sauce and chantilly cream. New to the menu is the berry pavlova with Florida fresh berries and citrus placed over meringue and yuzu cremeau, finished with a tableside pour of anglaise. The pineapple Bavarios has a roasted pineapple center with house-made blackberry buttermilk ice cream. The wine list has been refreshed, and there is a new cocktail program inspired by the Victorian era. These cocktails include the Empress Lime Gimlet, a modern twist on a classic gimlet with Empress Gin, Rockies Botanical Liqueur, and Cold Press Lime. Reservations for Narcoossee's will open on March 1st. Meanwhile, sad news for fans of 1900 Park Fair at the Grand Floridian. The character dining location remains closed and will remain closed through a remodeling project. The restaurant has not reopened since due to the pandemic in March of 2020. At this point, it's pretty much the only Disney World restaurant that hasn't reopened. So what's funny about this is they knew this remodeling project for the Grand Floridian was happening, so they just decided to keep Park Fair closed. Part of that was also like character performers in general took longer to come back, and then once they did come back, it was harder to ramp up for these things. So I guess it just made sense to not reopen 1900 Park Fair in the midst of trying to staff all these other places, knowing you were going to remodel it at some point. So we don't have any further information. We don't know if the buffet is coming back. We don't know if characters are coming back. We don't really know what they're doing in there, but we know, along with the lobby project, which is going to begin roughly in May, that they're going to remodel this restaurant as well. We'll give you more information when we have it. But we ran into someone who worked at 1900 Park Fair, and what they were saying is funny. They were the first people called back in the summer of 2020, and they're at this point, they may be the last people to go back to their home location because it's still not open. So we'll keep you posted. Happy late Fat Tuesday, everybody. We visited Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter in the morning on Tuesday for the annual Mardi Gras Pargo Parade. Cast members decorate golf carts every year, and guests can vote for their favorites by scanning the QR code on display near the parade route. Last year's golf cart floats were inspired by Walt Disney World attractions like the Haunted Mansion and the Jungle Cruise in honor of the 50th anniversary. The theme for this year was the legacy of Walt Disney World Resort hotels. You have got to watch this. It's a real cute video. The Wilderness Lodge Pargo is one of my favorite things I've ever seen. They built a whole tiny lobby of the hotel. The cast members did a tremendous, tremendous job. Go watch it right here on the channel. Disney Cruise Line is celebrating its 25th anniversary this summer with the Silver Anniversary at Sea celebration. And they've released a first look at the new Shimmering Seas collection of merchandise, including a Loungefly mini backpack, spirit jersey, and more. This matching Loungefly backpack and ear headband featured the signature blue color of the 25th anniversary celebration and find design inspiration from a classic captain's hat silhouette with a playful Disney Cruise Line twist. Sail the high seas in style with new clothing pieces debuting as part of the collection. The line will include stunning multi-tone spirit jersey with iridescent lettering and a sleek logo embroidered Nike polo made of lightweight material that's great for a day at sea or a port adventure. There's also commemorative jewelry, which will lend a touch of maritime magic to any cruise line outfit. From whimsical necklaces by Rebecca Hook to an elegant earring and bracelet set by Chris Liu, there are jewelry options to match every taste. And you can't go wrong by adding a little extra Disney charm to your ensemble with a character-inspired set of Pandora charms. You'll find the rest of the Shimmering Seas collection in stores across the Disney Cruise Line fleet beginning in May, including a Silver Anniversary at Sea ornament, a trading pin, and a collectible ship replica. I'm going to need that ship replica. Well, actually, stay tuned for coverage. We are going on the very first 25th anniversary cruise in early May aboard the Disney Wish. So stay tuned. We'll have videos and posts and all sorts of fun stuff for you from the cruise line. D23 has announced an exclusive gold member event to celebrate the grand finale of Disneyland Paris's 30th anniversary celebration this April. That's right, a D23 event in Paris. Never thought that was going to happen. On April 12th and 13th, Disneyland Paris's 31st anniversary, D23 gold members can join an exclusive celebration of the park's 30th anniversary grand finale. It'll include exclusive tours led by Walt Disney Imagineering, specialty dining opportunities, behind-the-scenes looks at the park, a peek at the latest entertainment, and even more exciting experiences celebrating 30 magical years of the exceptional resort. Tickets for the two-day celebration, along with more details on what exactly will be planned as part of it, will be released soon. I wish I wasn't going to Tokyo. I'm bitter. I'm glad they're having the event. I'm bitter because we went for the actual 30th anniversary and D23 didn't do anything. And now it's the 31st anniversary and they're doing something. And meanwhile, I'm going to Tokyo for the 40th anniversary. First world problems, right? I know, but I'm glad. I know the fans in Paris are starved for this kind of stuff, so I'm very excited for them. And I pray there is enough room for everyone that wants to go. I know usually these events are pretty limited. I'm hopeful that enough people that want to go can get in. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all the WIGS members who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside as he and a panel of Disney superfans take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog. They'll tell you its history, details, and give their review so you'll know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube on WDWNT TV.